Welcome to Durango Digs here on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. And as always, chamber stuff, go to durangobusiness.org. Check out everything we have coming up. And Carrie Siggins, how are you?
I'm so good. I'm so glad to be here with you today.
Well, thank you for carving out a little bit of time for me and coming on the show. You've got some exciting things coming up.
It's been a wild few, I don't know, years.
it's always amazing to me because I'm sitting there always looking at my schedule, and then I compare, kind of what I'm doing compared to you, and I'm going, well, I didn't write a book. I don't have a book release coming out. I don't have an international company. So, yeah, thank you again for being here.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else but here with you, Jack.
Well, you're so sweet,
yeah,
and I'm
fun.
Not sure, how to answer that, but
just say thank you.
Thank you. See, I need to read your book because,
yes.
All right, so seriously, taking compliments.
Uh-huh.
Do you talk about that in the owner in your new book?
I don't, but I try to talk to people about it all the time because we all just need to say thank you for saying that nice thing to me so much. And we all try to, downplay it or say no, but we all need the love. So
own it.
When someone says something nice to you, own it and say thank you.
Well, and so on that, thank you for being here. Thank you for saying what you did because I've known you now, what has it been, about 16, 17 years?
17 years, yes.
What a ride it's been because I've been at the Chamber during that time and you've been at Stone Age.
Almost the exact same amount of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what inspired you to write your book?
So I've always been a writer.
Mm-hmm.
I loved writing in high school. I was the copy editor my junior year and editor-in-chief my high school year. So I ran the newspaper. But I was torn between engineering school and journalism school, like two opposite ends of the spectrum.
Sure.
Right? And then I stopped writing when I went the engineering route.
Uh-huh.
And it was crazy. In 2015, I was out for a run. And I was trying to figure out, how do I get more of this creative... the creativeness out of me because I had lost some of that. Like all I was writing were, emails.
Right.
That's not super creative.
No.
Although I tried my best to make them creative. And so I was out running and I was listening to a audiobook and it said, as you're really trying to find your creative passion, go back to doing what you loved as a kid.
Uh-huh.
And so that was writing. So I said, okay, I'm going to write. So I started a blog. I went home that weekend and I built my own website, which is amazing because I'm not a technology person,
sure.
But they make it easy. And I started writing. And then as I practiced more and more,
mm-hmm.
people would reach out to me and say, hey, would you write a guest article for this publication, this magazine?
So I'm going to stop. What did you first write about? What was it that you were going, oh my gosh, I got to get this on paper? What was it?
It was all just my thoughts on leadership, on living life, on growth and personal development, professional development. And so I knew that I wanted to write a book and to blog, I needed to practice. So blogging was my way to practice. And so then when the pandemic hit, I said, that's it. This is the time to do it. I'm going to get this done because might as well have something good come out of this really crappy time.
Yeah.
So I had lots of inspiration and lots of practice writing. And so it just seemed like the right time to finally put it all into a book.
And the book is The Ownership Mindset. Mm-hmm. And what is the ownership mindset? Because I've got my assumptions, but what is it?
So The Ownership Mindset as a book is about two things, really. It's about this whole idea that personal responsibility is the foundation for everything that we do. So when you take full responsibility for everything that happens in your life, you can really empower yourself to create the life you want. It's also woven in with what we call the Own It Mindset, which is our set of values at Stone Age. Stone Age is an employee-owned company,
mm-hmm.
and we teach people how to think and act like owners. And so... And that's really how I figured out this whole concept of the ownership mindset is my own struggles with blame and being a victim and having to pull myself out of that and really doing it because I came to work at Stone Age and learned how to think and act like an owner. And so it's that whole journey.
So and I know your background in a nutshell. Tell us about your background because what you said, because there are times I gravitate towards the victim attitude. Mm-hmm. It's like smack myself and knock it off,
mm-hmm.
Quit doing that. What's your story and then a little bit about your journey there?
Sure. So I had definitely a victimhood problem in my 20s. I didn't really understand why I felt like a victim until I did a lot of work on myself, a lot of deep self-exploration. But this whole victim mentality of the state of my life was somebody else's fault caused me to go to a pretty dark place. Mm. And so in my 20s, I had serious substance abuse issues. Okay. And it took me to rock bottom. And I used it as a way to escape. It was a way to be able to blame others and blame myself for the unhappiness and really lack of meaning that I had in my life. And I hit rock bottom in 2006, which is actually what brought me to Durango. I came home to heal and to restart my life. And it was actually my mom who gave me this first kind of initial concept because she said to me, "You can come home. And there's going to be some rules," which, you know, at 28 was kind of like awkward.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I have to go home.
I gotta be home at what time?
Exactly. wasn't quite that bad, but, you know. And she said, but here's the deal. You are such a great leader, and you can lead people to a really great place, and you can lead people to a really bad place, including yourself. And you need to learn how to lead yourself. You need to accept full responsibility of everything that happens in your life, or you are going to be stuck. Mm-hmm. And I had never heard of this concept of self-leadership, even though it's what we do every day, even if we're not
holding yourself accountable.
Aware. Yeah, it's how you show up every day. And so that's how I started this journey of understanding why I made the decisions I made, why I felt like a victim, and then deciding like I was never going to be like that again. I was going to take responsibility for the hole I had dug for myself, which empowered me to get out of it. And so that's how I started that journey.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's interesting, before we went on the air, you said this was the studio we're sitting in right now here at KDGO Studios. It was the first podcast you recorded with Dave Tabor.
Yes.
And that started part of that journey. Fast forward to the pandemic, and you're sitting there going, I'm going to make something good come out of this. I'm going to start working on the blog, start writing the book, and get the wireframe, for a lack of words, or the outline of the book.
Yeah. Yeah. And I started a podcast too. So I told Dave that I was just on his podcast again recently. And I said, you inspired me to get all of the creative, you know, juices that I had flowing inside of my brain and my heart to get it out there to the world to hopefully make an impact. Probably my goal is to inspire people to live their very best lives. Like, there's so much craziness going on this planet right now. I think that everybody should just go for it. Like, whatever you want to do in your life, go for it. And that is what I hope that my passion and that my story, and hopefully the stories that I tell about how we do it at Stone Age, can inspire people to go do the same in their lives.
And so the ownership mindset then, because you're an ESOP employee-owned company, then that empowers, obviously, your employees to say, I own part of this company, therefore I'm going to step it up. How do you get others to embrace that attitude if they're maybe not an employee-owned company, or even like at the chamber, you know, and we've got a great staff, but getting everyone to say, you know what, I'm going to take this and I'm going to make it the best ever. How do you motivate people? I always say it starts from the attitude top down, but how would you do it?
So ownership is a mindset. I mean, let's face it, we own things that we don't care about, and we care deeply about things that we don't actually own. And so that's why this whole concept of the ownership mindset is so powerful. So you do not have to be an employee-owned company to be able to get the benefits of people thinking and acting like owners. As leaders, though, you have to intentionally cultivate that. And you do it by trusting your employees, by being transparent with them, telling them the truth, by giving them recognition, for giving them opportunities to grow, and for telling them, like, I know that you can take this on. I believe in you, and I'm going to help you and support you in doing it. It's about giving feedback. It's about caring. People will care if they know that their leadership cares. And so you can inspire that ownership mentality in anyone. You just have to decide, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be the kind of leader that does that.
And if somebody's stuck in the woe is me Eeyore attitude, how do you help them get through that? Is it asking them what's going on and being authentic with them and saying, you know, let's talk? And a lot of times it's something completely outside of work.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I always tell people you never know what's really going on with somebody, so don't assume, ask. And I think that's, I think curiosity is the best place to start. Nobody wants to be told, you know, you're acting like a victim. A lot of people don't understand that. They don't realize it. And a lot of times people do have legitimate reasons, things that have happened to them that are completely out of their control. But what the ownership mindset is about, that you can still choose how you respond to anything that happens to you. And so I say the opposite of personal responsibility is actually blame. It's not irresponsibility, because if you're not taking responsibility for your attitude, your mindset, how you show up, then you're blaming something or someone or time or yourself. And that's not going to get you anywhere in life. So I start by being curious. Like, let's talk about what's going on and let's get to the root of it, and then start saying, okay, so how can you empower yourself? I don't like that leaders empower, even though it's somewhat true, but it sounds like you're bestowing something on somebody.
Yeah.
What I want to do is inspire people to empower themselves, because that's really how people change their lives. They say, you know what? Just like I did back in Austin, Texas in 2006 when I hit rock bottom, I do not want to feel this way anymore. And it can be hard to look in the mirror and go, ugh, you know, these choices I made, I didn't handle this right. But that's the only way to get out of being stuck, is to look at yourself and say, what is one step that I can do today, one action I can take today to take responsibility and get myself out of this?
Well, and it's, you know, the old adage, you know, point one finger, three are pointing back. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. So way back when, you know, my little journey here, but when I went through my first divorce, you know, and I remember a friend of mine, and we are best of friends now, and she was in town for a work, and she looked at me and she goes, why are you a victim? What are you doing? Yeah. Knock it off. I mean, just level. I was in tears, quite honestly. And I went, wow. She told me what I needed to hear, not what I wanted to hear. And holding ourselves accountable can be very difficult, and peeling away those onion layers, so to speak, and then getting to the root of the issue. And as a good leader, helping somebody achieve that.
Yeah.
Or someone saying, I just want to try and figure out how I can afford a house in Durango, or I'm trying to buy a car, or whatever it might be. And
how
then
you empower yourself, yeah.
And your job, I say, is not your life, but it affords you the life that you want.
Yes.
And so do you sit down then with each of your employees at Stone Age and go through the owner mindset, mm-hmm. and talk to them? I mean, everyone?
Yeah, well, right. I don't, at this point, we're big, too big that I can't sit down with everyone, but yes, it's throughout our whole organization. So probably back in 2016 or 17, we created the Own It Mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And it has always been, you know, unofficially our values that were woven through the organization. But the reason why we created it was because we actually had to let an employee go. And one of the reasons why is because he was what we call a toxic high performer. He was really good at his job, mm-hmm. but he was a really bad teammate. And we said, you're not a great teammate. And he said, well, where is that in my job description?
Oh, wow.
And I said, okay, point taken. And, wow. You still have to go. But I was never going to. I wanted to always have that clarity for every employee deserves to have that clarity of understanding what success looks like. So that's when we sat down and we wrote the Own It Mindset, mm-hmm. which is our set of values and attributes that help you be successful in an employee-owned company. So, and then everything we do is around the Own It Mindset. So our performance review process, mm-hmm. our training program, our employee experience program, it's all around this whole concept of we own it. And so we teach people how to think and act like owners.
Yeah. And for those that don't know what Stone Age is, tell us quickly. We've got about a minute before a break, but actually I'm gonna plant that seed. We're not gonna dive into that just yet. Real quick, your book release.
Yes, October 17th, but we're doing a pre-launch date on the 16th here in town,
uh-huh.
Durango, at Seasons. So I'm partnering with Seasons.
Nice.
And Maria's Bookstore. And so we are going to have appetizers and a happy hour, and I'll do a little bit of talk about the book, mm-hmm. and a book signing on the 16th.
Ah, awesome. Well, can you stick around?
Yes, I can.
That's a good answer, because, you know, I got a lot more questions. All right, we'll be back with Carrie Siggins in just a few minutes. And again, you're listening to Durango Digs here on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.